This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Douglas Gibbons, ADC number 297529. Mr. Gibbons is serving one sentence for attempted sexual conduct with a minor. And for this, he received 15 years. Dangerous crimes against children were cited on this crime. And as part of the plea agreement that led to this conviction, he also received on counts two and four a lifetime probation. Those two lifetime probations are running concurrent. And as part of that plea agreement, counts three and five were dismissed. Mr. Gibbons is seeking a reduction of 5 years off of his 15-year sentence. His current absolute discharge is January 3rd of 2027. If granted the reduction, his absolute discharge would go to September 20th of 2022. And his reasons for asking for a commutation are that his stepfather has died, and that his mother, he died fairly recently, and that his mother needs him at home to help, not only with things around the house, but to take care of her as she is aging. Mr. Gibbons at this point is 39 years old. His criminal history is fairly limited. He has a misdemeanor marijuana charge and a DUI arrest or a charge that was dismissed. Other than those two, the instant offenses are the only things that show up on his criminal record. He has done some programming while he is incarcerated. He's done functional literacy, the victim impact class, and cultural diversity. He's also managed to save $6,000 and says that his sister will help by offering him a job when he gets out. There are four letters of support in his file, but there are also some very compelling letters from the victims in this crime. The crime itself involved, and I should mention Mr. Gibbons has very, very little discipline. He had only two minor discipline tickets in the whole time that he's been in prison, which is commendable on his part. The crime involves a molestation of two young girls, and they were cousins. One of them was his stepdaughter, and the other was a cousin, I guess. And they were, one of the girls began being molested when she was 7 years old, and the other one at approximately 11 years old. And Mr. Gibbons described the incidents as horseplay. However, the official record describes it as significantly more than just horseplay. Based on that description, and based on the fact that Mr. Gibbons did receive a maximum, the 15-year maximum, the minimum for all three of these counts 1, 2, and 4, were a minimum sentence of 5 years, a presumptive of 10, and a maximum of 15 years. Mr. Gibbons actually received the 15-year sentence on count 1, but for counts 2 and 4, he received lifetime probation. Had he received the maximum or even the presumptive on all three, they would each be 10-year sentences. He could be serving 30 years in prison. So as it is, he's only serving 15 years. Counts 3 and 5 were dismissed entirely. So I am not seeing the 15-year sentence as excessive, but I would certainly listen to any input or thoughts from fellow board members. And seeing no input or thoughts, I'm going to make a motion that we not pass the application of Douglas Gibbons on to consideration by the governor.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed by Dr. Wright, and agreed by Mr. Kanamis. And that will conclude the hearing for Mr. Gibbons.
Thank you.